From the studios in downtown Crested Butte, I'm Kate Ganap, and here is your daily KBUT newscast for Friday, July 26th. This Saturday, Living Journeys, a nonprofit that helps Gunnison Valley residents with cancer, hosts their 25th annual summit hike here in Mount Crested Butte. I caught up with Living Journeys Executive Director Julie Reed and Board Member Eric Larson this week to learn more.
So Living Journeys began in 1999, and it was founded by recognizing living in a rural area, people need extra support when facing cancer. I think we're all recognizing that this could be a service that could be opened up nationwide because, as we like to say, nobody should fight cancer alone. So the founding programs were therapy and emotional support and financial support. And over the years, we've added food programs to provide meals, transportation and lodging programs when our community members need to travel out of the county for treatment or surgeries. We have an enrichment program that we like to offer, and that can look like somebody getting acupuncture to complement their treatment, or maybe we help them with some house cleaning. So we recognize that cancer doesn't look the same for everybody, and we're offering a variety of services to really help relieve any amount of stress that we can.
And you guys both had mentioned that these services are increasing. So what are we seeing taking place in the Gunnison Valley?
It just seems like cancer's growing, unfortunately. Even down at Gunnison Valley Health, they are seeing an 18% increase in oncology patients. So, and we're noticing, I think, nationwide, there is a drop in age, where we used to see cancer would be for older people, and I'm generalizing, but we're definitely seeing cancer at affect people at younger ages now.
Yeah. The bottom line is, if you look at cancer rates, like for example, colorectal cancer, under 55, the rates are actually increasing. And I think overall, there's just a huge gap in what kind of traditional insurance covers and what people need when they're going through this terrible disease. And that's where Living Journeys is really important.
And Eric, do you want to talk about your personal connection to Living Journeys and how you came to be involved?
Yeah, I was just living my life all normal in Crested Butte, enjoying mountain biking and camping and all the other things. And in January 2021, I was down at GVH for a routine colonoscopy and found out I had colorectal cancer. And so that was kind of the needle scratch that really stopped my life. And what followed was two really brutal years of chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, recovery. And thankfully for myself and my family, as a self-employed person, you know, the income stopped. And, you know, Julie called right up, and Living Journey was really there to help out with meals and emotional support and therapy and, you know, covering some of our transportation costs. And it was a really important part. Living Journeys was a really important part of my journey through cancer, which I'm still on to this day. And it was impactful in big and small ways, so much in fact that I wanted to give back to the community, give back to other people who are impacted by cancer, and join the Living Journey board. And I'm just trying to do my part for the people in our community.
And do we have an idea of how many people are served annually?
Living Journey is currently serving over 150 community members. And something else I wanted to mention is that we're not only serving the person that is directly impacted by cancer, but we're also serving their caregivers, their children. We do have youth programs. We do try to make sure that everybody is getting their needs met when an individual or family's facing cancer.
I like that you brought that up, that it's not just the person that has cancer, but everyone around them too. This is very much a community effort. And so I know we have this summit hike coming up on Saturday the 27th. Do you want to kind of let everyone know about how this got its start and what the history is there?
Yeah, so Dana Zobbs and Mary Mike Haley are the founders, and actually the first summit hike was attached to a breast cancer organization out of San Francisco, and they would take a portion of the money back to San Francisco, but leave some for our community. And that's when they were recognizing that we need to have our own nonprofit, and they started Living Journeys, and we got our 501c3 in 2003. And it was just an opportunity to bring the community together to really honor and remember our friends and family affected by cancer. Yeah. And it has just built.
Yeah. And obviously Mount CB is just an iconic part of our community. And so to be able to come together as a community as well and celebrate, support, and remember all those impacted by cancer, it's just become an incredible annual event. There's a great vibe. People are coming and kind of sharing this experience and supporting one another, remembering those impacted. And it's become an important fundraiser for Living Journeys as well.
Now, let's see. I know we have this. I'm like, anyone can participate. Is this accurate?
Yes.
Anyone in the community.
Yes. Okay. I like to say it's a choose your own adventure, and it is very family friendly. So you can take the chairlift up and hike and just check out views. You can hike the peak from the base. I've seen groups take the Red Lady lift up and hike from there. So it's really fun. And yeah, we're going to have an awesome DJ from Boulder. DJ Good Steve,
a good friend of mine from high school. And there's going to be some food up there. There will be music again. There'll be some other kind of booths and supporters
there. The Trailhead's going to have an art project.
So there'll be, it's a good vibe. It's a lot of fun. It's a great opportunity to hang around. We have this really cool wish tree where people will be able to write notes and messages as well. And so again, it's a really coming together of our community to be able to support those impacted by cancer, as well as an important fundraiser for Living Journeys. So if anybody out there can hear us, come over Saturday morning. You can sign up online at livingjourneys.org, or you can sign up the morning of the hike. We've got a great t-shirt by local artist John Fellows, and a lot of other great supporters and local organizations and companies that are helping us put on this incredible event. Mm.
Yeah, it's a day when the community comes together with a celebratory lunch after getting up and enjoying the views, and there'll be music and connection. Yeah, it's the camaraderie. The energy behind the event is so special and powerful, and I don't know if there's many people that haven't been affected by cancer, and if you need that lift, it's definitely an event to attend and be a part of.
Is there anything else you guys would like folks to know either about Living Journeys or the 25th annual Summit Hike?
I think even if you're not a local, it's a great event to participate in. As Julie mentioned, you know, it doesn't take too much of a stretch to find someone in your life that's been impacted by cancer. And it's a great way to celebrate their lives or their treatment or their recovery. And it's a great way to support this organization, which is so vital to our community as well.
Yeah, I will say for over 25 years, Living Journeys has been a beacon of hope for our community members and their families, and provides a lifeline for them during the most difficult days and gives support to heal. So it's very special to be a part of that.
And for those just tuning in, we have been talking about the 25th annual Summit Hike with Living Journeys. That's taking place this Saturday, July 27th. You can learn more and register for the event at livingjourneys.org. Living Journeys is an underwriter for KBUT. You're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. I'm Kate Gnapp. Thanks for tuning in.